the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. This is episode 376, and I am Phil Gray, your host for your weekly hour of the greatest in 60s underground rock music. Firstly, thanks to you for listening to the show, for sharing the show. Don't forget, back episodes are available all across the web, bunch of different podcasting providers, and I'm sure your favorite podcasting provider will carry heaps of back episodes. So for this episode, we are looking at obscure 60s garage. We've got an extra long global garage set as well, but we got it underway with a band called The Chieftones. Out of Canada, formed Edmonton, Alberta. Formed in 1964, originally billed as Canada's all-Indian band. Fronted by First Nation musician Billy Thundercloud, the band went on to become known more widely as Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones. So we took a track from a 7-inch release on Kooka Records in 1966, also appeared on a compilation called Native North America Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country, 1966 to 1985. That's a 2014 release on Light in the Attic Records. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play new Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, here's a band out of the USA, but Hawaii specifically. They're called The Spirits. Released this single in that most important of years of 60s garage, 1966. The Spirits with Almost There.
Gonna be my woman for the rest of my life. different groups, United States, Canada, Mexico, not happy about that.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
What?
As he whispered, I love you, softly in your ear. Don't you listen to a word, it will bring you tears.
Turn them down, don't you know what he's doing? His kind of love will only bring you ruin. Can't you see, he'll only make a fool out of you.
Does he say that he wants you to be his own? Won't someday you wake up and find yourself alone?
Turn him down, won't you ever realize his words of love are only filled with lies? Can't you see, he'll only make a fool out of you. He'll only make a fool out of you. My friends told me, they tried to tell you,
he's not your kind of guy. Understand love's blind.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Listen now, baby, will I gotta know, or do you want me to love you, or do you want me to go? Maybe flying real high now, but you'll never last. And I've got to know now, yeah, I wanna know now, got to hear you say it, baby.
Three great examples of obscure 60s garage. Out of Hawaii, top of the set, The Spirits with Almost There. Then another track out of Canada, a band called The Scallywags out of Ottawa. Formed in Gatineau in 1961, used to play gigs at a venue called the Old Coliseum. Two short sets, 12 bands playing, as many as 8,000 kids attending those events. So the Scallywags with Turn Him Down, recorded at RCA Studios in Montreal, February of 1966. And then finally, another obscurity, I believe the Soul 45 from Sunset, Louisiana's Sounds of Randall, a track called Wasting My Time.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
String tone is thin and boxy. This faint background rumble seems strangely out of focus.
Well, this is a very interesting obscurity by Carol and the Country Rebels. Now, the Country Rebels, I believe, more of a bluegrass band, well, perhaps that was later in their life. But this track by a band out of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Carol and the Country Rebels, a song about a place that I've long been fascinated with and plan to visit one day, Centralia, Pennsylvania, where an underground fire has been burning for many, many years after a coal seam caught alight. So Centralia, 66 miles or so away from Scranton, Pennsylvania, but inspiration for this track. Carol and the Country Rebels with Fire Below.
There's a couple of Pennsylvania towns that are burning up instead of burning down. Rising from beneath, it makes you wonder how far and wonder how deep. Well, now the fire comes and fire goes, but this fire just grows and grows. With warm water pouring sweat, but this fire just can't be bent.
Why did you
up all your ways and left me standing in a daze all alone. Why did you leave me? Just a dream that never could come true. You could never love me half as much as I love you. So it's goodbye, though I'll cry and even die, because I know I'll never be with you. Why did you leave me?
That two-beat pattern is the music brought to the United States of America by the communist conspiracy to corrupt teenagers, and it's in every rock and roll number.
Without purpose, go. I'm still going down. no good. I keep on telling myself to stop the sighing. Wish I could. It's just no good since you're gone.
There's four 60s garage obscurities. Carol and the Country Rebels with their track about Centralia, Pennsylvania, called Fire Below, top of the set. Then we had the Four Speeds off an album called Sigh, Cry, Die, 29 Tales of Woe and Despair. Now that is a great title for a 60s garage compilation. The Four Speeds, in fact, the first band which featured Don Henley. As a teenager, they cut two singles in 1964, Variety and the track we had, Why Did You Leave Me? Both Texas-style garage rock songs. Henley doing lead vocals on both of those, although sounding quite different to the later sound that we would know so well. They also did tracks such as El Santa, which managed to mix Santa Claus Is Coming to Town with Tequila. So the Four Speeds from 1964, Why Did You Leave Me? Then we had The Litter, American garage and psych band out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. One of my favourite covers of the garage rock classic, Hey Joe. And then finally in the set, from here in New Zealand, became The Gremlins in April 1965. Recorded their first single on Allied International Records. But shortly after that debut, two of the band members were called up for New Zealand's national service. That's 12 weeks of compulsory military training. Discharged 1965, they reformed and approached Viscount Records, got some enthusiastic support, and recorded in the infamous Eldred Stebbings studio in Auckland, New Zealand. So we had a track from the Gremlins called It's Easy to Say. But we've got Global Garage and lots of it straight after this. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. It's arguable whether Canadian music should really be described as global garage, but I will. This band is called Lay Del Hair on London Records, released 1965. The track's called El Maten, but it is a cover of the Rolling Stones.
Pour pleurer, et on me dit qu'elle m'attend. J'ai un noir.
This is Eric from Philadelphia in the USA. I might have been born in the 80s, but retrospect is my portal back to the 60s.
I didn't like it.
Let me tell you how it feels when your love is real. Let me tell how you should feel when you have me near. You should feel like you would die if I didn't hold you tight. Let me tell you how it feels. Let me tell you how it feels. Tell you about my love, cause I want you to know. So darling, if you love me too, please don't be shy, I beg of you. Just let me hold your little hand, I wanna be your man. Don't you know just how I feel when you hold me? I wanna call out your name, I can't let you be. You're gonna drive me mad, you're gonna drive me. Don't you know how it feels? Don't you know how it feels?
All right, baby, come on.
Don't you know just how it feels when you're holding me? I wanna call on your name. I can't make you be.
And that is three slices of Global Garage. Leigh Del here out of Quebec, Canada, with the cover of The Stones the last time. Then we had Los Gansos, a Spanish release from 1967, vinyl 7-inch on RCA Victor. Los Gansos with Quiero Más Dinero out of Spain. And finally in the set, from Norway, a picture and some information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. So Norwegian band, released in 1966. The band was created, though, in 1964 in Oslo. They are called Fire Beats Inc. They had some successful singles, reaching number 5 and number 4 on the Norwegian charts. Their album, self-titled Firebeats Inc., had more of a freak beat sound. 500 copies pressed in that original pressing, so somewhat of a collector's item. Firebeats Inc. out of Norway with Let Me Tell You.
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Here's a real obscurity. Out of France, I believe the sole release from this guy. His name is Jacques Malia. 7-inch, 4-track EP released on Discs Festival. This one's called Histoire de Jetan by Jacques Malia.
Histoire de Gitan, j'étais venu tout droit d'un pays brûlant avec une guitare vieille de 100 ans pour venir à Paris, cette grande folle pour venir à Paris faire du musical. Mais Paris vivait au rythme des idoles.
Hello, I love you, dime cómo te llamas. Hello, I love you, quiero ser tu amor. Hello, I love you, dime cómo te llamas. Hello, I love you, quiero ser tu amor. Cuando vas por la calle, no miras tú a nadie. No sé si soy tu tipo, eres reina de
ladies and gentlemen, we know how to do wrong, but we don't know how to do right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Set of Global Garage. Jacques Malia out of France, top of the set with Histoire de Gitane. Then from Peru, more specifically Iquitos, Loreto, Peru, formed 1967. The band is called Los Teddies, a track off their 1968 album called Hola, Yo Te Amo. Los Teddies with their cover of The Doors, Hello, I Love You. Finally in the set, another slice of great Yugo beat from the former Yugoslavia. The band is called Kearney Bezeri, super obscure Jugo beat, their cover of Wild Thing.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I'm going to squeeze in a couple more group sounds tracks. First up, the Jaguars, or the Jaggers as they were known in Japan, one of the greatest group sounds bands. And I love this cover of the theme from the Monkees.
Funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, what the monkeys keep saying, monkey around, way too busy singing to anybody else. No way they want to do what you like to do. You don't have to get restless, feel the something new. Hey, hey, what the monkeys set a monkey around, way too busy singing, blew anybody down. We just had a big family, come on, sing it and play. We the young generation, we got something to say. Anytime, from anywhere,
resting over your shoulder. It's all we're standing there. Hey, what the monkeys keep saying a monkey loud. Way too busy singing. Put anybody down.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Bam 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 bam. あいつにはとってもかなわない. Bam 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 bam. 遊び上手な bam bam bam. 憎い男さ bam bam bam. Bam 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 bam. Bam 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 bam. Wow! 変えない顔してバンバンバン バンバン バンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバンバン
Two leading Japanese group sounds bands, the Jaggers or Jaguars with Theme from the Monkees, and another leading band off the compilation called Slitherama Teen Trash from Psychedelic Tokyo 1966 to 1969, Volume 3, The Spiders. Now, confusingly, I've seen this one documented as Boom Boom Boom, but it is in fact Ban Ban Ban, although they did do a cover of the blues standard Boom Boom. So the Spiders out of Japan, Ban Ban Ban, rapping a two-track exploration of group sounds. Taking us to the end of this episode of Retrospect, I do hope you have enjoyed it. Don't forget those back episodes, and by all means share the episode with friends. The podcast link up on our Facebook page, track listings up there too if you haven't sourced this through Facebook. So track listings, a little bit about the acts, all that stuff up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Now we are going to go out with another bit of Jugobeat, or former Yugoslavian music. Video of this one up on our Facebook page, and it is well worth catching. The band was from Belgrade. They are known as Zlatni Dekaci, formed 1962. They wanted to break through to Yugoslav radio stations, which would not play beat music at the time. So originally they covered beat versions of classical music pieces. Band took those recordings to the Netherlands, where one of the band members actually participated in a chess tournament, managed to get them broadcast on radio, and developed some interest from a label there. Then, they 1966, they left to go to England, and that band member who played in chess tournaments managed to acquire visas by saying that his bandmates were, in fact, young chess players as well. So 1967 released their third and final EP. On that was a track called Samo T. In fact, a cover of the Who song, It's Not True. Now, I don't know the title of this track. It is untitled, but it is by Zlatni Dukaci out of the former Yugoslavia, off a compilation called The Missing Yugos. Great bit of Yugo beat instrumental to wrap this episode. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Phil Gray. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.